I would find. Another email from Joe. 10, to be exact. He's deteriorated the formal structure of emails into that of a 3-year-old. I can commend his efforts, at least. Grace, answer my calls. I'm a huge douche. And the coveted, I miss you. Yep, definitely punished myself with that one. I mutter with a half-hearted smile, reaching over and ruffling Hank's ears until he wags his tail. The old boy leans over and lays his paw over my hand, adding in a lick on my cheek for good measure. He doesn't gloat about the fact that he was right because he's a gentleman. The worst thing about being in a relationship in your late 20s is the inevitable process of moving out once you and your once fabulous beau break up. It gets even trickier if you've bought a house together. My mom told me it was dumb to buy a house with your unwed significant other who refuses to propose, but I guess I am just that brand of stupid. The custody battle between the ex and I for my loyal golden retriever wasn't even a discussion. Hank was my high school graduation gift, and I'd throw Joe off a cliff before I'd give up Hank. Who wouldn't want an excuse to throw their cheating ex-boyfriend off a cliff anyway? But here I am now, a lonely 27-year-old woman lying on the floor of a mostly empty apartment. I'm waiting on my friend Ramona to arrive in a moving truck with some hand-me-down furniture to fill this place. But as of right now, I only have a suitcase full of clothes, my old laptop, various art supplies shoved into a box, and my trusty dog, Hank. I look to my watch and see that I have a bit of time to sketch, and there's no time like the present to focus on something much more enjoyable. I whip out my trusty tablet and pen and begin sketching anything and everything. Lines, dots, swirls. What do they make? What do these lines tell me? This line tells me, Grace, be better. And this one says, you're talking to yourself again. Stop it. That is called an aggressive line, my former art professors would say. I'm still getting back into the groove of it all, to be honest. Art, being single, the art of being single. I was in a relationship for the past 2 years. It was happy until he decided it wasn't. I firmly believe that a woman not being happy due to a man is just her telling the world that it has successfully beaten her down, and I will not have that. I bite the end of my drawing pen, trying to brainstorm something new, something original. I sketch out a couple things, mostly drawings of my lazy dog, when I hear the squeak of wheels coming from a heavy vehicle outside. I get up, pace to the front door, and open it to find Ramona and her husband, Wes, hopping out from each side of the moving truck. Ramona looks up, shielding her eyes from the sun. Her shorts are mega short, accentuating thighs muscled from years of running. She's almost never caught dead without a crop top saying something pseudo-clever. Today's winning outfit has a cow with text below saying, "Move it or lose it." I have no doubt she made this vinyl-printed shirt specifically for my moving day. There's my sunshine. She yells up at me, waving her hand around. My day did not breathe life until I saw you. I call down, and she laughs. Wes throws me a quick wave, then comes up behind Ramona and picks her up by her waist, walking them to the back of the truck. She's giggling the whole time. They are so cute, it would be almost sickening if I didn't love them so much. Wes is inarguably a very good-looking man. High cheekbones, brilliant green eyes, and toned arms covered in tattoo sleeves that could never be misconstrued as anything other than pieces of art. Ramona and Wes met during their freshman year of college, and they've been inseparable ever since. They shared everything together. They started as undeclared majors, ended up going through the same psychology degree, and now they own a practice together with Ramona conducting behavioral therapy in children and Wes handling couples counseling. They're a powerhouse couple if I've ever seen one, and I'd be lying if I said I wasn't secretly jealous of their perfect little life. I close Hank up in the kitchen so he can't run off and then trot down to the parking lot. You didn't take much from the old place? Ramona asks, pulling me into a hug before I